The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst, and he said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not there when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my fingers into the nail marks, and put my hand on his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came to them, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it on my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen, but have believed." Now Jesus did many signs in the presence of his disciples, but they are not written in this book. But there are written where you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief, you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. So you had a nice Easter celebration?
Yes.
Good. It is between the child and the mother. Child asked mother, "Mummy, why the freedom fighter Gandhi has no hair on his head?" Mummy says, "Because he speaks only the truth." Then the child says, "Now I understand why ladies have long hair." Some are making shorter. Today we are in the second Sunday of Easter, and this Sunday is also called Divine Mercy Sunday. In the year 2000, our Holy Father Pope John Paul instituted a new feast, the Feast of Divine Mercy, to be celebrated for the first time in 2001 on the second Sunday of Easter, that is today. This Feast of Divine Mercy reminds us of many parables taught by Jesus emphasizing God's mercy. We remember the three beautiful parables of Luke. God is like a shepherd who leaves 99 sheep to go in search of the one lost one. God is like a woman who searches the entire house to find the coin she lost. God is like a father who comes out of the house to welcome back his prodigal son, and who comes out of the house a second time to entice the elder son to come in and join in the party. Today, God has thrown a party during which we can receive God's infinite mercy. So, in this Mass, let us to the party and receive God's mercy. And in the second Sunday of Easter, it speaks about doubting Thomas and also makes us to think about our own faith. Did you ever had a bad weekend? Sometimes we might have bad weekend. Just think that what kind of weekend the apostles had on that first Easter week. The apostles must have been suffering from a severe dose of depression since Good Friday. Jesus was dead. The crowd that welcomed Jesus with palms turned against him and asked for Jesus' death. The apostles now, afraid of the crowd, and shut themselves for their own protection. There were 10 of them gathered in this state. Judas was no more, and Thomas as temporarily absent. So, they were afraid. They were frightened of the Jewish people. So, from the death of Jesus, the disciples were hiding and living because of fear. And in today's gospel, we heard Jesus says 3 times, "Peace be with you." 3 times. And Jesus knows that they are frightened. And he wants to give them the strength, the boost to come out from their fear. So, except the St. Thomas, all are gathered in your room because of fear. They don't want to go out. And Jesus comes immediately, even though doors are closed. And they are frightened. But Jesus says, "Peace be with you. I know your hearts and minds. It is I, your Jesus." And he proves, "See my hands. See my side. I am Jesus." So he goes away. Then Thomas comes back to join with these people. "Hey, what these guys are doing? Let me check and see." So, when Thomas came, they said, "We have seen Jesus. He is alive. We are really happy to see him." But Thomas, what he says, you know? Thomas thinks this is adding insult to injury. Already we are injured because of death of Jesus. We are struggling. We are afraid. And you say, we have seen Jesus. And Thomas says to them, "You saw his body when it was taken down from the cross. You know he was not breathing. You know there was no blood left in his body. You know his heart had been pierced with the soldier's lance. Get a grip on yourself." And he says, I want proof that Jesus rose from the dead. I want proof. Unless I see him, I don't believe him. Unless I touch the wounds of Jesus, I don't believe him. Thomas was the man committed to the truth. And he was a practical man, so he wants to see Jesus. He is like a philosopher, you know. He wants proof to believe something. What happened now? Now there is division among the apostles. 10 know Jesus is alive. The 11th, Thomas, is stubborn and refused to believe in Jesus' resurrection. The division among the apostles is like the division in any family between those who have faith and reason in perfect harmony, and those whose faith and reason are out of his life, they are gone. Their faith gets weak. The following Sunday, Jesus came again, even though the doors were locked. And again, he wished them, peace be with you. I am with you. Peace. Let your hearts rest in peace. Don't be struggled. Now, Jesus gives proofs to Thomas. Thomas, come on. Put your finger in my side. Look at my hands, the wounds. Even at the time, he puts his hand and tests. He tested Jesus. Then what he said? My Lord and my God. Thomas' faith was completely dead. And by seeing the proofs, the wounds of Jesus, the faith began to spring again. And Thomas is the first one who called Jesus as God. How wonderful! How wonderful! What a faith! He regained the lost faith in Jesus. Relying only on reason and logic and science alone had closed Thomas' mind to Jesus' resurrection. So he thinks the reason, the logic, and the science, in these three, he thinks that his mind is almost ran away from Jesus. No more Jesus. He thinks logically. No, he's dead. He's gone. No more. He shut Jesus out of his life for 1 week. 1 week. No Jesus in his mind. No Jesus in his life. 1 week, 1 week he completely shut down Jesus from his life. So, when he believed with reason, he regained his faith and called Jesus as God. So what about ourselves? How we believe in Jesus? How we trust in Jesus? Do we have doubts about Jesus? Do we have doubts about our religion? Do you have doubts about our teachings of the church? We need to question. Each individual must question. Surely we will have doubts. One day or the other. Sometimes or the other. Surely there will be doubt about our faith, our trust, and about our religion. We question. We question God. That's why trust, surrender, believe,
receive.
Trust in Jesus, surrender to Jesus, believe in Jesus, and receive what are the things that you need from Jesus. If you trust, surrender, and believe, you will receive. Remember, all the time, throughout your life, you must remember, trust, surrender, and believe. Thomas, he trusted, surrendered, and believed, then he received Jesus. Jesus is not like a cake or a fruit or some other thing. He is God. He is God. So, we need to have proper trust and we need to commit our life to Jesus. So the faith is not something buying and eating to fill the stomach when you are hungry. Faith depends on each individual person, whether he believes in God or not. If he wants to increase his faith, his trust, his surrenderness to God, he must go towards God. You must study God's existence. And you need to put your trust, your hope, your faith on the basis what you learn about God. So, I cannot throw faith like a ball, you know. Hey, take it, man. No. Or we cannot buy like things we buy in the shop. Faith must grow within yourself. Thomas' faith, he tried to make to grow, but completely dead. He cut off his faith, his trust in Jesus. He thought completely no Jesus at all. 1 week. 1 week completely he forgot about Jesus. When he saw, when he believed, then he trusted in Jesus. That is what happens in our life. So we need to make grow our faith day by day, not at the time. Proper, until you reach the point of proper faith, you need to make the faith to grow day by day, day by day. If you stop, it will stop. If you have any doubts, it will stop. If we don't believe properly, the faith will stop. It will not grow. So, concentrate on your faith and on your trust in Jesus. If you are not happy, it is because you have gone away from God. The apostles, the disciples, they were not happy because they went away from Jesus. They went away from Jesus. So the sadness occupied their life. The fear occupied their life because they were away from Jesus. Thomas had wasted a week. We do not want to waste a lifetime. Let us not waste our lifetime. If you have not yet met the risen Jesus, roll away the stone and meet Jesus. Roll away the stone from your life, from your heart. Unless you roll away your stone, that is unbelief and trust. Unless you roll away those stones from your life, you cannot reach God. Allow faith to work together in harmony with your reason and logic. On this Divine Mercy Sunday, let us trust, surrender, believe, and receive what we need from our for our life. On this Divine Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday, Jesus is ready to show mercy on everyone. We heard in the first reading how the church was growing. God's mercy was there. Jesus' mercy was flowing like a river. Day by day, the church began to grow. Still, the church is growing. There is no stop for the growth of the church until Jesus comes second time to judge all of us. The church will be growing with the mercy of God. In the church, you need to question yourself, am I growing? Am I growing with Jesus? Question and ask God's mercy, and He will make you to grow your faith.